What is going on, all my beautiful people following their path? Welcome back to the Follow Your Path podcast. This is the 2020 transmission of the winter solstice. I can't believe we're almost done with 2020. Holy shit. What a year. Personally, I feel like it was the most transformative year I've ever experienced on the planet, that I've ever seen and been a part of. And there was so much growth. It would be very easy to look at this year and, you know, list a lot of negative things and things that went wrong, issues we had. But I think underneath that, ultimately, we know that this is the chaos that is birthing something much greater in our world and within ourselves. Everything's perspective anyway. So however you're choosing to see this is all your own, our own individual choice. I feel like this is the catalyst for the most incredible show we've ever seen, the most amazing time on this planet that we've ever seen, one where we're operating from unity, we're operating from oneness, we're operating from, hey, bro, you're just like me, living a different life journey, and you got a different story, but we're the same. What does that world look like? The children get to grow up in that type of world as we step into it more and more. But what this transition is about, and this is something that came into my meditation this morning, when I was just sitting with myself for about 30 minutes, which is a new practice I've been doing consistently, and it's having huge results. Why? Because I'm finally being with myself and listening to what shows up and just observing it, just seeing it for what it is. And there's so much to be revealed when you do that. How much space do we ever give ourselves to have that come through? For most of the day, we're up in our heads, doing stuff, being busy, distracting ourselves, you know, on social media, on YouTube, whatever, you know, at our jobs. And there's really not, when do you have that space for the thing inside of you to say, hey, I got some stuff I got to share with you. You know, we really don't give ourselves enough room for that to come through. And so this practice for me has been a way for me to do that. And it does. Oh, it does. And for me this morning, what I became really aware of, and then it carried on with me throughout the day, was how much I oscillate between the identity of my ego, which is all my past memories and experiences and perceptions of who I thought I was, the body, the name, the labels, all of it. And then oscillating from that into pure awareness, pure just consciousness and nothingness and in the moment presence where all possibilities exist. So it's like this going back and forth between one and the other. One space, I'm feeling bliss, joy, peace, wonder, connection to everything. And then the other space, I'm back into all the old problems and issues. And all of that can happen in a moment through thought and awareness. You know, I see myself dipping back into oscillating into back into that older vibration of, you know, the way that I used to perceive myself, money stories, confidence issues, insecurity, victim of the world, all those different things that were part of that ego story. And now, because there's more space, I'm meeting that in a new way. I'm seeing that for what it is, and I'm saying that's not true for me anymore. That's not where I'm existing. But because I existed in that place for so long, it feels very real in my nervous system when these triggers happen in the environment. And it plays into my old story and those old beliefs kick in, right? Because I have the response in my nervous system from the old memories and traumas. And then from that place, I react instantly without much thought, because that's like the shortcut for our bodies in survival, to when something bad happened out there, have the response in the nervous system. So boom, you can deal with it right away and you don't have to think about it. Programming, automatic. So now, later on in the game, when I'm realizing that, hey, this isn't who I was, and so much of me is operating from a place of the past and programming, I desire to be in the fullness of my authentic true nature, which again is peace, prosperity, love, unity, knowing who you are and being conscious and in the moment, being present. And yeah, for sure, one of the things that really takes me out of that and numbs me out, as we all know, is technology. It's the phone. It's watching videos. It's getting caught in social media and not using those things with intention, not having a structure or a plan of how you're going to go into it, just kind of willy-nilly hopping in. You get sucked in. But anyway, so this oscillation that we're all experiencing in some degrees, for some of us, we're still kind of vibrating more with the sense of the ego and who we think we are, limitations, lack, fears, old beliefs, all those things. And maybe we have the glimpse of our true self. We have the glimpse of the infinite possibility and power and potential that we really are. And then for others, we're in that space more, and then we're dipping back into the ego stuff, the 3D stuff a little bit. And so everyone is going to find themselves on a different place on this spectrum, right? And the opportunity, the potential that I see is trying to unfold through everything that's happening in our world is it's allowing us to see so clearly to the point we can't ignore anymore what's not working. It's allowing us to see individually, okay, where am I dipping back into my old story? What am I holding on to that's keeping me locked into this? What am I not willing to let go of? And what am I thinking that I'm going to lose when I go up to that upper room, right? When I've been existing in this lower room of consciousness for so long, it's nice and comfy. I know where everything is, you know, I don't have to worry about losing, like, it's just all what I've known. And even if it's a room where I've suffered a lot in, I'd rather be in that than some room that I don't know anything that's going on. Whether I don't know if it's good or bad in that other room. But now we're in a place of, in that room of consciousness we've been in all along, and now we're realizing, holy shit, there's an elevator in the back. There's a staircase in the back that leads up to another door to another room that could be the greatest room I ever could have imagined, that has all the things that I've been looking for. It's got all of the furniture and the artwork that makes me feel aligned and makes me feel like the most me and inspires me. And it has all the things that support my higher nature and my new story of how I'm existing. And then it's like you get up into that room and you have all that discovery and you're like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. But then you kind of run back downstairs. Okay, I'm going to go back to what I know for a little bit. This feels comfortable. That's almost too good for me. And so it's turning into this whole game, but now life is giving us this opportunity to really step in and choose and to see that we have a lot of this needless suffering in this lower room, this familiar egoic consciousness where we are the old stories and the beliefs and the imprinting in our nervous system from childhood experiences. It's like, hey, if you exist there, it's not a good or bad thing. You're missing out on so much. You're in such a narrow, limited band of awareness. Whereas if you let that go and you start coming into communion with your true self, your infinite nature, your all possibilities paradigm, the one that is not the body, the one that is not the mind, the one that is not the thoughts or the experiences or any things from the past, the one that is just right now, the chooser, the astronaut that is having this really cool experience on this beautiful planet that forgot that it gets to choose everything. And for most of us, we're dealing with programming and we're still operating from the way we thought the world worked and who we thought we were from, you know, our parents and society and other authority figures at the time when we were just young kids. But now all of that is shifting because of the information that's available. And so now parents, especially conscious parents, are able to give this to the kids so they don't have this old structured paradigms like we have. Like, this is all falling away, and this is going to change everything in our world, because the kids in their DNA and who they know themselves to be in the world that they know they should be seeing is way different than what we had, you know, back in the 80s, the 90s, early 90s. So yeah, there's this game right now, this oscillation of going back and forth, right? It's like you go halfway across the bridge and then you run back, or you go all the way across. You're like, wow. And then you come back halfway and you're like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I'm not ready to let go of that suffering yet. I feel like I'm not ready to like let myself go to that place where it could be the most incredible thing ever. Because I feel like I don't want to give up my suffering that I've had for so long. That feels good. It's safe. It's nice. I've gotten used to that. I am telling you, with some of the experiences I've had recently in the plant medicine world too, where I was receiving, I was like opening myself up to receive so much more than I ever had felt in my body before. I almost couldn't take it. It was like, that's too much. That is too much pleasure. That's too much goodness. And that feeling is too incredible. You know, it's too much for me to hold. It feels like I'm going to explode. And it's not comfortable. Why? Because I'm not used to operating at that level of receptivity where I'm getting all of life's love and blessings poured into me, which should be just our natural tendency, our natural vibration and state of being to receive like that. But I know for me that I have issues with receiving, because when I had those experiences, I'm almost like, oh my God, I can't receive anymore. Stop. No more goodness. And I'll just share with you, because it's here for me right now, this experience that I had with this healer. It was amazing. We were doing breath work, and she was doing a lot of different healing type of things with me. And then the spirit, the consciousness of Yeshua, who people know as Jesus, there are a lot to say on that, but Yeshua comes through, and I feel like I have so much light like pouring into me. It's like the most joy, and it feels like I'm just getting filled with like gold. I can't explain it any other way. It's just all this incredible feeling, and it's almost like it's too much. And I started saying, I can't take anymore. I can't take this anymore. And the communication that I got from Yeshua, from the Christ consciousness that was there in the moment with me, it was saying, when you feel like this, open up more. In the face of that uncomfortability, open up even more. How much more can you receive? How much more can you allow yourself to get all of the goodness that life has been trying to give to you this whole time, but you haven't allowed yourself to see it or feel it, because you've just been creating limitation and lack and fear, because that's what you've known. That's what you've been taught. And so it was so powerful in that moment to have him come through and say, hey, I know it might feel uncomfortable because you're not used to it, but guess what? Open up more. Open up your capacity to receive even more. And I did. And I, with my body too, the posture, it was like opened my arms as wide as they could go and stuck my chest out. And I felt like I just got blasted with lightning of love and beauty and bliss. And it was like I was getting electrocuted with all good things, way more than I was getting before I had actually opened myself up to receive more. And a lot of us unconsciously close off to receiving, and we don't even realize it. It's like a lot of us, if we were to get this huge lump sum of money, would almost have that feeling of, I don't deserve that, or I don't deserve that. I that's not, why should I have that? And that's in our consciousness. And that goes back to childhood. That goes back to potential other lifetimes we've had where we were so poor and we died in that space. And we just never knew who it was that we were. So the whole point of this transmission is to bring awareness to, in your everyday life, where are you vibrating at? Are you in that place of presence? Are you feeling the moment? Are you in that place where you're connected with everything? You're connected to all possibility. You're not stuck in the limitation in the old story. And, oh, I'm stuck here. I can't get out of it. I'm angry. I'm a victim. And there's, I'm not making fun of that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's just not where you want to be. No one wants to be there. But we keep ourselves there. And I have kept myself there for most of my life, I would say. But the more awareness we have on this stuff, the more we can make an empowered choice. Choice becomes available. Choice becomes available, and then we have freedom to choose something different that's not automatic programming. So my desire and intention is to continue to invite in my true authentic nature, to open up and receive more than I ever have, to trust in life, to trust in this upgrade that's occurring. When the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, it thinks it's going to die. And that's where a lot of humans are at right now, thinking they're going to die because this part of them is making them feel like they're going to die, because it knows that the egoic death is what a lot of people call it, is occurring. It's like, whoa, whoa, you're letting go of the story of us. What are you doing? That's great. No, please. And it's desperate. And it's doing everything it can. That part of us is doing everything it can to hold on to what was. And that's where we have to be the compassionate, loving parent of ourselves and say, hey, I love you. I'm in the driver's seat now, and we're going to a new destination, okay? We're going to a new place. We're creating a new life that is based on truth, that is based in who I really am, because that does not have lack, limitation. It has a much different relationship to fear. It's not scared of death. It doesn't live its life just trying to get by and be safe. It knows that it's the explorer. It's here for a short time to know itself more, to expand, to love, to grow, to help others, to have a good time and enjoy it. And that's where we're all going. And all of this stuff with the virus and political and economic, all this stuff is just, it's not matching our collective consciousness anymore. Why? Because more information than ever is available, and all the darkness is coming into the light. People are waking up. People are seeing the truth. And now at a mass level, consciously, our world is going to be reflecting something different, because it has to. It's a law. It matches what's going on inside of us. And the more truth we have, the more our outside is going to reflect that same very thing. So now all the lies are being shown, because we're getting filled with truth. And that's why certain places are trying to make things confusing as possible, so that we're not in our knowing, and we don't know what is truth and what's not. But really what that's giving us is an opportunity for discernment, an opportunity to go in our hearts and be like, yeah, that feels true for me. Or no, that doesn't feel true for me. Or at least have an open mind and have more dialogue around it and help yourself understand something better, so you can get better context and be open to have conversations with different people. So this is a really magnificent time to be alive. It's really incredible. There is going to be so much that opens up. The possibilities are just, and the more we are able to let go of what was to the old story of us and expand into all possibility, no limitation. Imagine what your life would be like without the scarcity, without the money story, without the victim story, without the, this happened to me before, you know, without the disempowerment and then inner negative critic destroying your psyche and your body being a constant state of fight or flight. What would it be like without that? Because that's what we all deserve. That's what we're all here for. So, but we have to make the conscious choice to step into that and to see that as already here, because it is. It's just our egos make it seem as though it's not, and that things are a certain way. The outside world is reporting to us, and that's what's real. No, what's real is what's inside. Our perceptions, our beliefs, our attitudes, our thoughts, that's what's real. So I think I'm going to cut it there. This felt good. I'm glad I got this out. And yeah, I'm just sending all my love to everybody that's listening and watching. And we're in a really good place. And don't let the illusions on the outside take you to a lower state, because your five senses and your ego would report to you that everything is breaking down and the world's ending and your future is at stake. Your future is ruined and it has no idea what's actually happening. It has no idea what we're about to expand into, but we do have to choose it individually. We can do that consciously and accelerate that process because everything, all the energies are being magnified right now, or we can continue the resistance and life will kind of drag us through the mud so we can make a new choice. And some of us really need to suffer to come to that place. Unfortunately, I've learned that way and it's been happening to me again recently, but now I'm like, all right, okay, I'm allowing. Okay, I got it. So follow your path, bring it back home, go within, do the meditation, do the breath work, get out in nature if you can, eat as healthy as you can, keep your vibration in a high place, take in information that's empowering, that helps you remind you of who you are. Don't let yourself get sucked into the drama. You know, I got sucked into all the deep conspiracy stuff and I love it. I used to love it. And it's not that I don't love it now, because it's a lot of it's truth. But it's like, I already knew all that. I knew that this has been going on forever. But now there's so many other people that are finding out and I'm getting sucked back in, and it's time for me to disengage from that. And I know that's going to all work itself out. But some people need to know that and they need to find that out right now. And they need to go through that process like I did a long time ago. So that's not a bad thing at all. That's actually necessary. But you can get pulled into it and it can create fear. And it can make it seem like we have no chance and that the opposition is too powerful. And that's not true. But taking into balance it, right? With truth, finding out what's going on, but also doing the practical exercises, taking in the empowering information, gaining that sense of your spiritual self in the face of that. So yeah, it's just sending all my love out there to everybody. This whole thing, this whole human thing is fucking crazy, isn't it? It's wild. We just gotta laugh at it. We just gotta, holy shit, this is a crazy ride. We're at a really crazy time right now. And there's a lot of emotions coming up. There's a lot of things going on within our bodies. There's a lot we're processing. There's from our ancestors, from, you know, our great grandparents, like a lot of this is coming through our bodies right now to process so that the earth can heal. Like all the pain and suffering that went into the magnetic grid of the earth over time through all the horrible stuff that's happened in the wars, our bodies are now, the more that we raise our vibration, are acting as healing conduits to imprint something new, imprint new information into the grid, imprint love. And yeah, a lot of us don't even know that's happening, but our bodies are vessels and it's being used by the earth to heal. And we're going through a lot of shit. So, you know, whatever's coming up, let it be there. Laugh at yourself. Don't take things too seriously, but trust what's going on. Trust your body, trust your soul, and trust yourself to do the things that you need to do. Trust yourself that you'll make the right choices when you need to, because you will. And as always, just treat everyone like it's you living a different journey. Everyone with respect, everyone with love, knowing that everyone's going through this in a much different way. And you never know how rough it is for that other person. So just keep that in mind, because we're very good actors in hiding things on the outside, but inside we have no idea with most people. So anyways, I hope everyone had a wonderful winter solstice. I hope everyone has an amazing holidays in a Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever. Father Christmas, just have a good time with your family and love the most that you can. And anytime fear comes in, just remember that's you oscillating back down to the old story, down into the limited self, into the not self. And perceive that and meet that feeling and that thought in a new way. And doing that over time, you'll go down there less and less to that and keep yourself in that same room. And you'll spend more and more time in that upper room. You'll spend more and more time going up that stairs and exploring everything that that new room has to offer and seeing all the cool stuff in there. And then, of course, down the line, you'll get to a point where you realize the third floor is there when you've outgrown the second. This is how it continues. It's like a video game, as I'm discovering more and more with consciousness unfolding. So, I'll see everybody on the next episode. And until then, peace out.